Welcome, marvelous viewers, to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. Please sit back and enjoy as we are about to depart on a delightful ride through the picturesque Dutch city of Rotterdam. You may be a little surprised at how we will be traveling today, as we will not be simply driving the city streets to visit its famous buildings and attractions. Today's journey will start out on land, but before long, we will make an unusual detour as we splash into the New Maas River to view the city from a whole new perspective. Cruising the river in style, we will enjoy the beautiful Rotterdam skyline. While on land, spectators look on in wonder. You may be asking how this can be possible. It is thanks to Rotterdam's new Amphibus, a deluxe, modern adaptation of an amphibious bus. Designed and built by Dutch Amphibious Transport Vehicles with the goal of serving the city's tourism industry in a new and unique way, the Amphibus offers visitors to Rotterdam a fascinating sightseeing trip to remember through Splash Tours, a service that brings amphibious tourism to the next level. Our Supreme Master Television correspondent in the Netherlands was on board for the maiden voyage of the Amphibus in Rotterdam and spoke with some of the people involved in bringing the tour to life, including one of Amphibus's engineers. First, however, let's meet the owner of Splash Tours and Dutch Amphibious Transport Vehicles, Mr. Christoffel Velders.
Kan u ook een beetje meer uitleggen wat Splash Tours allemaal inhoudt?
Ja, wij maken toeristische rondtours in Rotterdam. En wij starten bij de Rotterdam Info op de Coolsingel, naast het Maritiem Museum. Dan gaan we door een leuke rondtour door Rotterdam met gids aan boord. En dan gaan we heel uniek, gaan we de hoogte van de SS Rotterdam, dat grote stoomschip, splashen wij het water in. Om vervolgens de tour in het water verder te maken.
En hoeveel hebben jullie er nu op dit ogenblik?
We hebben er eentje nu weer af. We zijn nummer 2 en 3 nu aan het bouwen. Ja. We hopen dat eind deze maand die ook in de test zullen gaan starten.
Wat zou je kunnen doen met zo'n bus? Als, niet voor toerisme, maar ook voor andere dingen?
Ja, er is natuurlijk ook een openbaar vervoer toepassing mogelijk. We zijn op een demo geweest in Schotland en daar werd het als openbaar vervoer idee geopperd. Wat natuurlijk ook een heel leuk idee is.
Indeed, Scottish transportation company Stagecoach Group suggested during the trials held in February 2010 that the Amphibus may soon replace the existing ferry service that runs between Clyde and Yorker in the city of Glasgow. The service could then be extended to link Bryhead to Clydebank. Stagecoach Group chief executive Brian Souter said of the project, "This would provide a seamless bus connection between two important local communities. It shows the potential of Scotland's rivers and estuaries to be linked rather than barriers to travel." Meanwhile, the city of Rotterdam is thrilled with this exciting addition to its already thriving tourism industry.
So waarom moeten mensen naar Rotterdam komen?
Rotterdam is sowieso natuurlijk een unieke stad. We hebben natuurlijk een hele mooie wederopbouw gehad. Mooie nieuwe architectuur. Een heleboel leuke attracties in Rotterdam. Rotterdam is gewoon qua toerisme heel erg groeiende.
En moet ze dan ook bij u eventjes passeren?
Ja, het is altijd leuk om natuurlijk de stad dan even van twee kanten te kijken. Vanaf het water vandaan en natuurlijk vanaf de stad vandaan. Ja.
We spoke with development engineer Dirk de Jong, who is owner of the J. de Jong Ship Service and also works for Dutch Amphibious Transport Vehicles. He was involved in the process of designing and building the Amphibus. Let us now hear from him about some of the bus's outstanding technical attributes.
I'm Dirk de Jong. I work for Dutch Amphibious Transport and I was the development engineer of the Amphibus. So that's why we're here at this moment. My responsibility was to oversee all the technical designs and make a decision if more than one option was available for a solution we needed. We spent 3 years developing this vehicle.
Where did the bus come from?
The actual bus is made by a new company, Dutch Amphibious Transport, and we founded the company, and the company has the only purpose of building amphibious buses. So that came from the development. As we could not find a company who completely could supply us with a vehicle like this, we were taking part of the construction and the design. We needed a complete structure, a new company to make a complete product for this.
When we return, we will have more about this intriguing form of transport. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. Splash Tours provides a unique city tour in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, aboard the new Amphibus, a deluxe amphibious bus that has been making waves since earlier this year. Unlike other amphibious vehicles, the Splash Tours Amphibus is certified per European Union regulations for travel on both land and water. It is no wonder then, with the style and comfort of a luxury coach, and the advanced ability and control of a jet-powered motorboat, it has gained the attention of transportation companies around the world.
For this moment, this is the first completely certified bus. It has a complete European road legislation and a European water certificate. So this is absolutely unique. We are building four more at this moment for an Amsterdam project. There will be two more in Rotterdam, and there is demand from actually the entire world at this moment. We're getting questions from Japan, Korea, Poland, Germany, mostly everywhere actually, where there's water inside cities. This is a wonderful vehicle to show people around and to see what's going on the other side of the water.
Powered by twin jets, the Amphibus cruises the river with safety and ease thanks to its sturdy hull. The metal shell is tightly sealed to prevent any water from entering the vehicle, while the glass used is of maximum strength for passenger safety.
It looks like a bus, but it's actually built as an aluminum ship. The hull is a complete aluminum structure, and it has a stainless steel bottom section, which are bolted and glued together, because you cannot weld an aluminum and a steel together. This is a typical solution for this kind of amphibious vehicle. The shafts are specially made to be amphibious so that they cannot take any water, as well as they do not leave their oil outside. Further, it has two ways of propulsion. One is the street propulsion, which drives a normal shaft, and one is a jet propulsion, which drives the vehicle when it's in the water. So that makes it amphibious. Further, all windows have to be glued in, sealed, and be very thick, because it can serious beating, as you saw when it entered the water. That's mostly the biggest issue with it. Getting it watertight is key in this case.
I also see that the bus has a mast or something. Can you explain a little bit more? What is it?
Yeah. It's the actual mast, the sailing mast. It has a top light and there's board lights, which show them either on the starboard or port side. And there is your running light too. So that makes it a complete ship when it's in the water. Because when it's in the water, it's an actual passenger's vessel, and it has all the facilities you need to have as a passenger vessel.
The dual steering system for the conveyance is designed for easy mobility on both water and land, though one must possess expertise in piloting a ship and driving a large vehicle to operate the Amphibus.
It has a normal steering wheel, as it is a bus, but as soon as it enters the water, we go into the joystick mode. It is technically very well possible to steer with the steering wheel in the bus, because we use ship technology and we use training for our skippers in normal ships. We have the steering made as if it was a normal ship. So you shift front and back gear with your joystick and you twist the joystick round, and that steers the nozzles, the same as a big ship would be steering.
And what kind of people are driving this bus? What is their profession?
They are actually skippers and bus drivers. Now we have two skippers who we sent to bus driving school, but the other way around is perfectly well possible. But they have to be certified for both the ship and the bus.
A masterpiece in modern transportation, the Amphibus was built to conform to the latest Euro 5 emission standards. The standards, set by the European Commission, help to control the release of carbon monoxide, non-methane hydrocarbons, and total hydrocarbons, nitrogen oxides, and particulates by road vehicles. AdBlue, a 32.5% solution of urea in deionized water that is safe and non-toxic is used by amphibians to reduce the amount of nitrogen oxide emissions as a result of fuel combustion.
I also understand it's a very environmentally friendly bus. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
It's very environmental, actually in three ways. Because the whole structure is in aluminum, stainless steel, it's very simple to take it apart again and recycle it if that would be necessary. Just further, the technique we use is a Euro 5 system, which has an AdBlue additive injected into the fuel system. Which makes the exhaust gas very low, and the rest of it, all the technique is inside of this bus. So would there be any spilling of oils or leakage in fluids that stays inside the vehicle? It does not leak either into the water or in the street. That makes it very low demand in the, on the environmental side of the issue.
Safely back on land, the amphibious continues its journey through the streets of Rotterdam, viewing many more of the city sights before returning to its starting point. Dissatisfied passengers disembark with pictures taken of Rotterdam's beautiful attractions, but also with a memorable amphibious experience, which took them splashing into the river. Please do join us again next week for part 2 of our tour aboard the Splash Tours Amphibious, where we will speak with some of the vessel's drivers and enthusiastic passengers. For more details on Splash Tours and Dutch amphibious transport vehicles, please visit www.splashtours.nl and www.datbv.com, respectively. Thank you for joining us today on Golden Age Technology. Next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after noteworthy news. Here on Supreme Master Television, may the divine light of the providence forever be your guide.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.